But ultimately, it comes down to, can you create, as a hospitality business, a very welcoming family feel to your business, somewhere where your community feels is a space where they want to go, they want to essentially spend their free time in that space. And you'll know yourself, you'll have experienced this before with businesses you go in, it just feels great to be in them. I'm Andy Jones, and welcome to the Hospitality Leadership Podcast, where it is my mission to help simplify leadership in hospitality. Join me as I explore insights and concepts to help you excel in the fast-paced world of hospitality leadership, from the latest industry trends to the best practices for managing teams, driving growth, and making life much easier for you. Hello, welcome to the Hospitality Leadership Podcast. And today, I want to share some thoughts around how we, as an industry, fit into the wider economy and our communities. This is off the back of my episode with Rocco Bova that went out earlier, or last week, it'll be after this episode. So one of the things that we really want to consider is actually, why do our businesses exist? That's something I always used to toy with running my business, actually, which is, what purpose does it serve beyond making a profit? What impact can it have on people beyond just our customers and your staff? What impact can you really add to society? And I think really in our industry, it's hard to get past the thoughts, and you will probably relate to this, of making sure we've got enough money to make payroll, etc., to pay ourselves, our own livelihoods off at the end of the day, these businesses. But actually, there's a bigger purpose to our businesses. And that's what we're going to explore today, and how we can have that bigger impact, as well as considering, you know, really focusing still on meeting those basic needs of being able to pay our staff and ourselves. So we're going to get into this episode after we get back from thanking our sponsor. We know it's so important to look after the numbers in our business, and in the current economic climate, that is more important than ever. One of our biggest costs is our people, and as much as we like to say that they're an asset and not a cost, we do have to keep an eye on it. And that is why the tools within Rotocloud can help you manage and plan your labor percentage in your restaurant or coffee shop or any shift-based business. You can break things down by week, day, or per shift, and you can see it every time you build your rota. One of their customers reduced their labor percentage from 25% down to 19%. Imagine that in your business. Head over to thecafehustle.com/rotacloud for a 30-day free trial right now and see the savings that your business can make. So how can we impact more people when it comes to how our business operates? Now, if we look close to home, and certainly off the back of my chat with Rocco, is how can we pay our people a little bit more? How can they share in the profits? Certainly if we've got huge profits, sort of over 10%, and we're being able to pay ourselves enough as the owner, how can we benefit them? Yeah, obviously we can pay them more. What's the impact of that? Well, then they can spend more in their local economy, the businesses around them, but also they'll have a better quality of life. They'll feel like they're being rewarded for the effort and the impact that they're making at work. So that's, on the face of it, that's a really good position to be in. If we can do that as a business owner, certainly for me personally, gave me a huge sense of satisfaction that I was able to do that for our people. But there's more that we can do, in certainly for our businesses, that can have a wider impact. And once we start looking at our business through that lens, can change how you lead your business. And that's ultimately what we want to get to. How can we lead our businesses in an ethical way and have a lasting legacy and a lasting impact on our community that we so much depend on to keep our businesses going? So let's first have a look at, you know, obviously job creation is a big part of what we can do. So obviously, if we are placing our business in a community, we're creating jobs for that community. So it gives people more possibilities. So we always have to consider that, and that's not something that we should overlook, because that's a really big, important part of the economy that we contribute to. So that happens both directly and indirectly as well. So not only the people that we employ, but we are providing employment for our suppliers, because they need the people to enable them to supply us the goods that we have, you know, we use day in, day out. So always remember that impact as well. But these businesses that we are, you know, that we're running, we're providing on-the-job training as well. We're developing skills in people. We're giving people the tools they need to advance their careers, whether they stay with us for a long time or whether they're looking to do something else and move into other industries, which, you know, that happens in hospitality. We are contributing to that. Now, all this sort of sits into the slot of how can we feel more fulfilled in the work that we do, which can feel, you know, it's a little bit tedious sometimes, in that we're, you know, day to day we're repeating the same task. But what I'm talking about here is, what is the bigger impact we're making through these little things, just like, you know, training people and developing their skills, giving them the ability to do the jobs in a way that is they weren't able to do before they came to us. And then, like I say, that increases their living standards, improves not only theirs, but their families, the wider community, because people start, when there's more money in communities, we start to see more money being spent, certainly from, not always, I have to admit, but often when there's a more affluent community, more is spent by the council and the government, local governments on those areas. So we need to always remember that beyond that, we're also giving, you know, if we're allowing people to attend workshops and conferences and developing them professionally, that always enhances their skills, and then they're able to pass that on to other people in their family initially, but other families and people in their community. We also are, as leaders, are mentoring our people, helping them to see the business through our lens as an owner, which is different to someone who is, you know, either a trainee manager coming through. We see our business differently, but if we're able to mentor them, it gives them a broader perspective on what we do. And then again, we want to be, by, you know, incorporating a great community around our business, we can also then look at how we can create that work environment that values diversity and you know, really values employee growth. So that's the first point, really. Job creation, skill development, that's a big, big thing for communities to, you know, to give back to communities. And another area where we really do give back and support is, as we mentioned earlier, is local businesses and promoting sustainable practices, renewables as well, and whether we're reducing our waste from a point of view of a packaging point of view. Certainly, if you're working with local suppliers and artisans and helping to support their business, you're then supporting them to employ more people. We're supporting them and their skill development as well. So we are creating more opportunities just by working with local businesses in our communities. We can also partner with local farmers. Again, this is an area that in you know, certain times fell by the wayside and the farming community struggled. But now we're seeing this trend, this farm-to-fork traceability, which is, you know, a lot of customers are looking for now. Your environmental, your sustainability credentials, they're looking for this. But if you're working with local farmers, you could create, for example, you could create your farm-to-table menus and showcase that regional cuisine, that local artisan businesses as well that are combined together to create what is a unique experience for your customers. You could also look at how you can establish a recycling program, for example, how you can help your community with their recycles. You as well as a business want to be drawing attention to these issues because they are very important. So this is another area where we can really benefit by working with local businesses, local producers, to really create a unique experience. Again, remember, if you are working with local businesses, certainly other smaller businesses, you are creating a very unique experience that someone may not be able to reproduce somewhere else. And that, therefore, your customers can only get this experience from you. So really, remember, there's trends as well here, and there's business benefits to this, but you're also supporting a huge number of other businesses around yours. The Hospitality Leadership Podcast is brought to you by Road to Cloud, the people management platform for shift-based teams. Used by more than 4,000 businesses, Road to Cloud saves managers time spent on admin, helps businesses save on labor costs, and makes life easier for your staff. Try it for free for 30 days by visiting thecafehustle.com/Road to Cloud. The Hospitality Leadership Podcast by Cafe Hustle Hospitality is also supported by Espressly. Espressly is the solution you need for a mobile ordering app. With customers expecting access to businesses everywhere, a mobile app is crucial. Espressly offers you a branded app that seamlessly integrates with other brands, including Square, give your customers and staff a high-quality mobile ordering experience like bid budget operators and chains. Don't miss out. Visit thecafehustle.com/Espressly to see what's possible. So your business, certainly if you're in the hotel or the short-term rental space, or you know, vacation rental, certainly, you are attracting people from outside of your community into it. And what you're doing then is creating more opportunities for people to spend money in your local economy. And hopefully with those local businesses we've already spoken about, they will come into that community and they will contribute as well. So merely by existing as a hospitality business, you're creating a place where people want to come and congregate around, whether that is a hotel, but even restaurants. People will travel from outside the community and come into it. But another area where we can really focus is from a local culture point of view. So artists, musicians, etc., what can you do with those around your area to not only showcase their unique, you know, whether it's an artist, their unique take on art, but also it creates a hub within your business where people will come to. You'll generate more business off the back of that. Certainly from a coffee shop point of view, this really works well, the way you can collaborate with local artists or musicians, for example, and have mini events, brings people to you. You can also sponsor some of your community events that are already happening. Ugh, getting my tongue tied. It allows you to, or certainly if you can find somewhere that celebrates local food, art, you know, in an event point of view, get involved with that because it gives your business a platform, but also from a sponsorship point of view, why not get involved with them? Because it's another way of getting your name out and people see that actually you are supporting the community in a different way than providing great food, drink, or, you know, events. It's a different way of being a leader within your community. We're not talking about just purely from a hospitality business point of view now. This is about your business being a local community leader and supporting events, community initiatives, etc. So again, that's another great way. One other way as well is to encourage your employees to volunteer. Now, if you can spare time on, you know, to allow paid volunteering, that is, you know, I know not everyone will be able to do that, but that's another great way of giving back to your community, especially if there's a desire from your people to do that. But ultimately, it comes down to, can you create, as a hospitality business, a very welcoming family feel to your business? Somewhere where your community feels is a space where they want to go, they want to essentially spend their free time in that space. And you'll know yourself, you'll have experienced this before with businesses you go in. It just feels great to be in them. And that's what your goal is here. But by, I know we're talking off the back of my episode with Rocco and how, you know, more socially geared that our businesses should be rather than focusing purely on profits and shareholder returns. We want to be looking differently at our businesses. So I hope this has given you some ideas for how you can have a better impact in your community and a lasting impact as well. The stuff that we've spoken about there can have a long-lasting legacy and not always obvious either. So it's always worth exploring these areas. For you as a leader, it gives you that motivation to carry on doing what you're doing from a day-to-day point of view. But as well, when your community sees you paying back, when they see that you're giving, you're focusing on developing the community, they themselves will then reward you by visiting more. It happens. We've seen it happen. When you invest in your people and the people around your business, they will then reward you. Always something to consider. Whether it works in your area is another matter, but you need to have a look at that yourself. But I hope this has given you some ideas for getting involved in your community and developing it and creating a place where people want to be. I hope this has been helpful. Again, if you've got any feedback for me, let me know at andy@thecafehustle.com. If you can share the podcast with people that you know will benefit from it, that need to hear these conversations, whether it's just inspiration or ideas to actually try in their business, please do so. Just grab a link now where you are, drop it in a text message, an email, send it to them. I would really appreciate that because it allows us to reach more people and to really impact more people in our industry. We're reaching thousands of people already, but the more people that we can inspire and motivate, the better for all of us. So anyway, again, thank you for joining me on this podcast episode. I really appreciate it. And until next time, have a great day. The Hospitality Leadership Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Road to Cloud, the people management platform for shift-based teams. You can plan and share rotas, record annual leave, generate payroll reports, and more anytime, anywhere. Start your 30-day free trial today by heading over to thecafehustle.com/RotoCloud.